Yo, so I started. I watched. Was it last night? No, it was 2 nights ago. 2 nights ago, I watched James Bond, the first James Bond movie of like that has Daniel Craig in it. What the fuck is it called? Casino Royale. And
Casino Royale,
that
yeah,
shit was that. That's a good movie. That's a
that
great
is a good
movie.
movie.
And
It's been a while
then,
since I watched it.
yeah. And then before, did you watch like all the James Bonds, like all the newer ones?
All the newer ones, yeah. I think
Okay.
all the Daniel Craig ones.
All the Daniel
Actually,
Craig ones.
what was the last Daniel Craig one? Spectre?
Spectre was the last one. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't watch Spectre now that I think about it.
Okay. Because
Wow.
when I got home from work today, before we recorded, I watched Quantum of Solace. That might have been one of the most, one of like the worst, not worst. I can't say it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen, but like for the coming off of Casino Royale, it was so bad. I
It
didn't understand at what was going on the entire movie.
just the thing about Quantum of Solace, it's like it feels silly at times how convoluted
Didn't
everything
understand who
gets
the I
to.
didn't understand who the villain was. I didn't understand
Yeah.
who the like I didn't understand who the good guys were. I didn't understand what oh God, what's the phrase called? The MacGuffin. I didn't know what the MacGuffin was because there's always like a I didn't know what the plot device was. I was like, it seemed like it almost seemed like, well, we watched The Matrix the other day, so we were talking about the Animatrix. It almost seemed like an unofficial,
Like a fan
it almost
made.
seemed like a fan made movie to go off of Casino Royale, because obviously, like it has to do like the entire premise is that he's trying to get revenge for Homegirl. And I'm like, well, then what the hell is else? What is all this stuff going on?
Yeah,
Because
that
like
was.
I've seen Skyfall and I've seen Spectre. It's been a while since I've seen either of them, so I kind of forget generally what goes on, but I understand like the whole like universe that they're in, I guess. So I was like, well, how did I'm watching this movie, I'm like, how does this tie into this at all? Like
You know, this is something. I'm not like a huge James Bond fan. But do you know if all the movies are based on the same universe? Is there some concurrency to the movies? Or is it kind of like a soft reset every time?
Oh, it's like a
Like,
soft reset every time, I think.
oh, I
I'm pretty sure it's like
see.
a, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like their thing.
I never looked into if because I've seen like the movies pretty like separated between each other. So at times I won't remember like what happened in the last movie. So I never really bothered to check if there was continuity.
No, I think it's like, because there are three like, I think canon James Bonds, but each one obviously has a soft reset of the franchise. So, and Daniel Craig being the latest one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how it is.
There's gonna be a new one, right? Very soon.
Yeah, there was
This
supposed
is.
to be, well, it's funny because I'm pretty sure that they had one slated for, I think even like end of 2019, but then like Daniel Craig got injured or something like that. So then they pushed it to 2020, and obviously 2020 happened and everything got
Yeah.
pushed back. So I think
But
it's
it's supposed
supposed
to
to
come
come out this
out.
year.
Yeah.
It's supposed to come out this year. I'm excited because I think other than Quantum of Solace, they're all pretty well-made movies.
For sure.
And I like spy movies.
Yeah, it's always just, even if it's a bad movie, like you'll probably just enjoy it, even if it's just the first time, because it's James Bond.
It's James
James
Bond.
Bond
This skip
always
is fun.
hits.
I'm gonna jump to Bourne, to the Bourne series after this, because I've heard like the
Born?
Bourne
I've never
series is
heard of
pretty good.
that.
Jason Bourne, the
Like
Bourne Identity.
Bourne. Born. I've never
Because that's
heard
like
of that.
another like spy lost his memory or something. I can't remember.
Oh.
I've never watched any of them. I think my dad likes them.
Is it from
And
Hollywood?
oh yeah, this is it's like fairly. Is it Matt Damon? I think it's Matt
Oh, it's
Damon, right?
with Matt Damon. Really?
Yeah, I think it's Matt
I've
Damon.
probably like seen it somewhere and just forgot.
Yeah, I don't think it's like as big of a. I mean, it obviously isn't as historical of a franchise as James Bond. I don't think it's as like big and like blockbuster of a franchise as like Mission Impossible, which I'm also very excited for. Whatever the hell they're making that next one. I love those Mission Impossible movies,
Dude, Tom
dude.
Cruise is always a meme.
Tom Cruise is being Tom Cruise is so funny. I love it.
Yeah, dude. Same actor
I love it. I love it.
every movie, but he's still great.
I like how he does his own stunts, man. How can you hate him? He does all of his own stunts.
I mean, bar the Scientology stuff. We don't talk about that.
Oh no, we don't talk about that. Yeah, we don't talk about that. All right. Let's start this shit up. You know what it is, y'all already know what it is. No, we be out here.
Wait, time out. I don't have a good song on. I don't even have a song on. I'm on, but you want me home. I get you what you want, but you want me alone. Standing out, but I don't want you waiting round for me. I don't want you waiting too long. I don't want you waiting too long.
She hold me down like gravity.
We on the front page of them blogs. Would you be mad at me if the whole world knew this we was on? Would be tragedy. My niggas be globe trotting like travel teams. You always in my travel dreams. Lace up 2-3 stripes and I'm gone. But you just want me home. Shorty hit my jack like, what the f you doing? Bitch, I'm all alone.
You gon' press me now?
Bitch, you gon' stress me out and cuss me out? I had my fair share of women feelings. Don't catch me now.
Don't act like I'm average. But you want me home. I get you what you want. Superstar status. But you want me alone. It's not that I'm over you, not over girl, but I got things to do. It's so much to be your boyfriend, so much. And you ain't making this much easier. If I only knew when I used to be your best friend. You see me blowing up, don't act like I'm average. You want me home. Superstar status. But you want me alone. Maybe I'm acting. You held me up when I was down and out. But I don't want you waiting around for me. I don't want you waiting too long.
Yo, see I'm a star. Look at me from afar. Hard to be down to earth when you nesting on Mars. You comment on how I move. Too much space to assume, but I'ma tell you the truth. Shit, now when I'm gone and I roam round the globe for 3 months, that's too long. Without something that's sweet, so I phone. Little treats, that's a snack, not a feast. They don't mean much to me, cause I know that I have a bakery back at home. Am I wrong for
the month? Don't act like I'm average. You want me home. Superstar status.
But you want me alone.
Maybe I'm acting.
You held me up when I was down and out. But I don't want you waiting around for me.
I don't want you waiting too long. I don't want you waiting too long.
You held me up when I was down and out. But I don't want you waiting around for me.
I don't want you waiting too long. I don't want you waiting too long.
That is a good song.
Dude, Brent Faiyaz hits those high notes so well.
He's a good singer.
Good Lord.
We were talking about this slightly a little bit before we started recording, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, some songs I think he sounds really good, and some songs I think he sounds not so good. I mean, he will always have a special place in my listening, I guess, rotation with his chorus on. Oh shit! God damn it! What the fuck is the name of that song? Oh my god, I'm gonna get killed for this.
I don't know his
popular good. Songs. I forget it every time I talk about it at random. Jesus Christ. It's him on the chorus. Crew. I forget the name of that song every single time until Yeah, that shit. This isn't even his song. This is a song by Gold Link. He's a rapper from Maryland, but like this is the chorus.
She see money all around me. I look like I'm the man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play the whole thing, but it's that. I love that chorus. The chorus makes that song. It is, that's basically Brent's song at this point. But that's the only thing. That's where I knew him from. But I think I've talked about that song before. But regardless. Yeah, that. I should have texted you when that song came out. I didn't know if you were going to be big on Brent Faiyaz, because I know you're not like the biggest R&B guy in the world.
I found out about it through Bubba, actually.
Yeah, because I know what Tyler's on that song as well. So I was like, oh, I'm sure Brad will listen to that, but I didn't know if the Brent Faiyaz would turn you away. But seems
no. I liked it.
All right, good. All right. Well, we didn't record last week, right? I don't think we recorded last week.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. So did anything happen last week at all? I don't think so.
No. More stocks. Stocks have been like on the news, right?
For better or for worse, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, some days it's good, some days it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. My marijuana stock was keeping me afloat yesterday when everything else was in the red. It was showing green as hell.
Oh, great. But wait, did it go down today?
Yeah, it went down a little bit.
Okay. At least it was only a little bit.
Hey, man, as long as I see green overall, I'm cool.
Great.
But I guess the biggest event, I guess, that happened in the last 2 weeks was the Super Bowl. Did you guys watch it?
Yes, we did.
Oh, you did? Okay. I know these... Well, who'd you watch it with?
My roommates, John, Pam, and Baba.
And Baba, I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Tom Brady. Another win. Yeah. Dude's got a lot of wins at this point.
Dude does have a lot of wins.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. I think the big topic of today's episode is I want to talk about what would qualify you as, like, because I mean, like, it was a big conversation on social media with everyone calling, you know, Tom Brady, reasonably so, calling him like the greatest football player of all time, deservedly so. But like, I know a lot of people were calling him like the greatest athlete of all time. And like, I mean, no, not at all. In my opinion,
he's up there though. I'd say he's up there.
I wouldn't even put him in like a top 10 athlete of all time.
No, I would.
I feel like people got to be more specific with this.
Because
like
top 15, top 10, maybe possibly.
Athlete? No.
Yeah.
No. Top 5, like competitor, or like, I don't know how you would call someone who plays sports. Okay, yeah, but an athlete? Team, no.
If it's team based sports, he's top 10. Because, like, athletes overall, that can be, like, too – I think that's too broad. Because there's a lot of just random individual sports, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I struggle with calling him the best – with someone calling him, like, the best athlete. Because it's, like, I don't think of – when I think of, like, the pinnacle of athleticism, like, Tom Brady is not like,
well,
even close to being the first person that I think of. He's, I mean, you know, for being so old and being in such a great shape to be able to compete at this level, I, you know, it speaks levels, and I don't want to, you know, necessarily downplay that, but at the same time,
remember that the football, yes, it's a game about athleticism, but it's also a very strategical game.
Yeah.
And I think he shows how good of an athlete he is, not just through his athleticism, which is still good, obviously not the best, but also just through like his intelligence. Like dude is a genius in the sport, you know. I mean, he just proves it by all these he outnumbers multiple other teams combined in wins in the Super Bowl,
which is a stupid ass stat.
Like, entire organizations.
Yeah,
but like it just puts into perspective like how like far ahead of the competition he is.
Yeah.
And on different teams as well, right?
That's very true. That is like a big part. Different teams, different coaches.
Like the dude retired to Tampa, Florida, and still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw a tweet that said that Tom Brady picked a team at random and said, "Hey, you guys want to win the Super Bowl?" and did it, which I think is oversimplified from what I understand about the Buccaneers before he got there. But I was kind of hating on Tom Brady. But I'll give him his flowers. I really like how he I think there were three people that he picked that like, or three or more, that like he personally, you know, stuck his neck out for to get on the team. You know, like one of them being Antonio Brown and the others, names I'm forgetting, but like he personally requested that, you know, these few guys be brought onto the team. And then,
oh, sorry if you heard that. I just sneezed.
No, you're good. Yeah, he brought them onto the team, and he's like, he just got him a ring. I think that's really cool. I think that's like, it has to be one of like the coolest, like, I don't know, leadership, like marks of a leader, honestly.
In sports, if you see him on the field, he's always just like talking to his players. Like, yeah. You know, he's a stand-up guy. He's
yeah. Just I guess my biggest problem with
that's another thing. He's just like a good guy.
He seems like a good guy. That's the thing. I think he's like, in a lot of ways, he's the pinnacle of, well, I shouldn't say a pinnacle, but he's a good example of what, like how good a human can be. I mean, politics aside, which he's gotten just random hate for no real reason, but whatever. But like going back to like the GOAT conversation, it's like, I guess this kind of bleeds into like my overall, like, not distaste for football, but like kind of my entire viewpoint on football, granted, it is limited to a degree, but like, to me, like, I don't know how much, like, for example, well, you know, I'm a soccer player. If you guys are listening, you guys probably already know I'm a soccer player. Not that there's really any grounds to compare the sport of soccer versus football or baseball or anything, because they're all completely different. But like, to me, like football from like an outsider's perspective seems like a lot more like play focused. And like you said, like strategy focused than it is about, like, grant, like, I don't want to say like actual athleticism, because obviously if you're a professional football player, you have some of the most athletic people on the planet playing the sport of football. I'm not saying that football players aren't athletic compared to other sports, but like, I feel like strategy also plays way more of a part into like your success in the game of football. So like that kind of goes into like how I feel about like Tom Brady, comparing him to like other athletes, where it's like, sure, he's like one of the greatest winners in sports, period. But like, I don't know how much of that is like, because of his athleticism specifically. Do you know what I mean?
But I think you could still,
like, I'm oversimplifying it, but the dude throws a ball well.
I guess, but
he can't run. And he was never good at running. Like, he was never the fastest player. He was never like inherently fast as a quarterback. He's not a running quarterback. That's not kind of the quarterback that he is. I mean, he's, like you said, he's smart. I'm sure he has a hand in the making of the plays that he's, you know, actually doing on the field. But at the same time, it's like, at the end of the day,
you have to think about it this way. It's you are oversimplifying it a bit too much and saying that he just throws a ball.
I know. I'm being kind of facetious when I'm saying that. Obviously, I know it's way more complicated than that. I know I cannot do what he does.
who would you say are the best athletes?
Like, to that, I would get, like, I feel like, for example, like, I think LeBron James is one of the greatest athletes ever.
Okay.
I think Simone Biles, the gymnast, is one of the greatest athletes ever.
Okay, I agree with that.
I think Serena Williams is one of the greatest athletes ever.
What about Pelé?
If we're talking soccer, I feel like Ronaldo might be one of the greatest athletes ever passed through the sport of soccer. Like in terms of athleticism, Ronaldo is, there's no holes in Ronaldo's physical ability. It's insane.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I mean, it's, I guess it's somewhat propaganda. And I mean, when you look at it in the scope of soccer, I mean, like, there's a lot of propaganda with, like, the sport of soccer. But it's, yeah, like, right. I remember seeing people, like when they're doing physicals of, like, Ronaldo, they're like, this dude is, like, literally, like, superhuman. Like, there's no reason that this person should be this good. Like, just be this athletic. Like, I feel like that's what I mean. And I don't know. At the end of the day, I'm being way too literal with the word, like, greatest athlete of all time. But, like, to me, like, if you're talking, like, the greatest athletes ever, like, there are, like...
There's one athlete. It's, like, he's from, like, another sport. It might be cricket. I think it's cricket. Mm. But, like, he's, like, so good that it's ridiculous how... He's like, some dude from, like, the 40s or 50s or something like that. He's from, like, many decades ago.
Yeah.
And to this day, his records have not been broken in the sport. Yeah. And every, like, on a weekly basis, like, players are compared to him and to his, you know, stats and all that stuff. And I think that's another one of the greatest athletes of all time. I wish I could remember his name.
Yeah.
But
so, like, I feel like there should be a clearer conversation between, like, the greatest competitor of all time and the greatest athlete of all time. Because I feel like those lists are, in a lot of ways, in almost every way, completely separate.
But I think most people would include being a competitor and being an athlete. I think athleticism isn't the only metric by which you should measure an athlete. Though, like, you know, obviously the name implies it.
Yeah, I mean, I would weigh it more compared to, like, calling someone, like, the greatest competitor. Because obviously, in terms of sports, being a good competitor, some sort of athleticism, depending on what your sport, needs to be had. But it's like, for example, like, I always think of Babe Ruth as, like a good example of this. Because, like, a lot of people, or I could be wrong, because I know virtually nothing about baseball. But, like, Babe Ruth is, like, the poster boy for...
Yeah.
Like, great, like, top tier greatest baseball ever played, right? Babe Ruth was not a good athlete. Babe Ruth was, like, overweight, couldn't run. He just knew how to hit a ball. Like, there's a reason why Babe Ruth is not brought into the conversation as greatest athlete ever. So why is he in there? So why is he not in there, but, like, Tom Brady is? You know what I mean? Like, that's where, like, I
would agree that Babe Ruth is in the running.
Okay. I just don't, I'm just saying, like, I don't see, I, like, whenever, like, these conversations, like, the greatest athlete of all time come up, like, I almost never see, like.
But, like, the thing is, I'm biased.
And I'm also hating on baseball specifically because I hate baseball.
I'm biased. I'm Puerto Rican. And
yeah.
Puerto Ricans love baseball, so. I'm not, like, a super, like, huge fan, but I do, like the sport in general. So, yeah, I would put Babe Ruth. Roberto Clemente as well.
Okay. Yeah, so you would know more than me.
If anybody knows about my boy.
Yeah, no. It's funny because, like, whenever this conversation comes up, there's always, like, I mean, like, the comparing sports. I mean, like, we're comparing sports for just, like, entertainment's sake. There's no real need to ever compare sports, ever.
It's fun, though. I like talking about all these.
Yeah, it's interesting and it's fun to talk about. It's never an argument that can actually be quantified. Because, like, how do you compare, like, a Tom Brady to, like, a Serena Williams? Honestly, like, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't ever. There are very few, like, what are you going to do it on, like, championships? You can't do that because you play one NFL championship a year, whereas you play, like, what is it, 4 grand slams a year in tennis or something like that?
Yeah, it's all just completely different.
Yeah.
Like, infrastructure for the sports. And
yeah. I gotta say, and I just came up with this point on the spot, so it might have some holes in it, but there was some very convenient timing. I'm not sure if you saw on Twitter or anything or on the internet anywhere, the video of Serena Williams. She did, like, a tour with, like, I think Architectural Digest, where she, like, showed off her home, whatever. And she showed off, like, her trophy room, which is massive because she has a million trophies. And it came out right around the time that Tom Brady was getting his 7th ring. I'm not saying that there's a connection there. I'm just saying it's an odd time to have that video come out. I'm just making something out of nothing for entertainment sake. I just thought of that connection right now, even if there isn't.
She's trying to flex on him. She's trying to put him in his place.
Bro, she won what, the French Open while pregnant?
Oh, dude, yeah, no, Serena Williams also, she's just a
freak. Come on, man. My uncle loves Serena Williams, dude. My uncle loves Serena Williams. He's a big tennis guy.
Yeah, dude, she's and she's a freak, not in a bad way, and like, you know, just like she's insanely good at her sport.
Yeah, and I mean, that's like, yeah, and that's not even taking into account like more physical sports like boxing,
mm-hmm.
or like MMA or anything. Like, there's so many like. Yeah. Like, dude, like all Tiger Woods, arts, like, yeah. Is like Tiger Woods a like I'm not gonna say that Tiger Woods isn't one of the greatest athletes ever lived.
What about Faker?
Yeah, they can bring an esports in. Like, people they're just clicking on people and they die.
You got the Faker crowd.
Yeah. Faker is a league player, right?
Yes, League of Legends. Okay.
Greatest League of Legends player ever. Esports, baby. You see, esports count. That's what I mean. Like, I'm not going to say, like, I can say that from what you've told me that Faker is one of the greatest competitors ever.
Okay.
Especially in his respective sport. But like, I would never say again, from what I know of what you told me, that he is the greatest athlete ever. I'm also I'm just being super, no, super see, literal with mean. The actual term athlete.
I see what you mean. No, and I think it is good to be literal with it because of,
if you actually want to debate about it, it's good to be literal about it. If you're just doing it to like as a talking point, I actually don't feel that strongly about this at all, but it's a talking point.
I see. But
like, bro, like LeBron James, have you guys seen like LeBron James do anything, honestly, and think he's not the greatest athlete to ever be on the planet?
Oh yeah, that man.
That man is old as hell for like,
and still the best,
and still
by far,
and can still beat the living shit out of everybody, and can still out jump, like the dude, like
on any team.
Yeah, and the dude's like he's a freak athlete. Like, I'm pretty sure I got into an argument with Sarah about whether or not LeBron James could run like a 5-minute mile or something like that.
Of course.
Or like something weird. I'm like, yes, LeBron James can run like a 5-minute mile.
You might have to like train for a bit, but like,
not even that long. Like a
week or two, bro.
I'm like, I can like, I think at like my peak of running, I ran like a 5:45. I might be like, it might have been a 4-minute mile, or something. We were talking about some running. Like, could LeBron James run like a mile or a 2 mile or something like so fast? Which would be really fast for someone to run. But I'm like, LeBron James is one of the greatest athletes ever. That dude can run a whatever if he wanted to.
Yeah, no.
Same thing with like a Ronaldo. Or like,
Ronaldo, that's on a, soccer's like,
soccer's a weird, yeah.
Yeah, dude, the accuracy with how people, the way some of these guys kick that ball, just, and you know, this is from somebody that played soccer for many years.
Yes,
it's just insane to me. Like, some of the things that they do, oh my lord!
To me, I think. Oh, what was it? I got in a conversation about this with somebody. I think I was comparing it to like, even like basketball or something. I feel like soccer has such a high skill cap. Like, yeah, okay. I feel like soccer has a higher skill cap than any other sport.
Yeah, I agree. I think soccer has the highest skill cap.
And that might be position specific. And again, I could be realistically wrong, because I mean, I only know much.
Just, soccer is just so complicated. No, yeah, soccer. Because soccer has,
and I mean that. Oh, sorry, I'll let you finish.
Soccer gives you so much freedom to do as you please with, because you know, other sports are so restrictive in that. In football, you're literally allowed to hit the person. In basketball, you have to dribble the ball. You know, there's always. There's no real sport where you just have the ball. I mean, besides, I guess.
Yeah. To me, it's always a conversation of if you're like you. To me, I feel like another reason you can't compare some sports to others is like sports that are based on plays, like a football or a basketball to some extent. Like we're like your entire success is built on plays.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could be a not as athletically formed team. You could be the worst team, but have a better strategy and have better plays and win. Like that does not happen in soccer. Granted, not always the greater team doesn't always win in soccer, but you know, that's neither here nor there. But like what I'm referring to, like skill cap, I mean like the greatest, like the difference between the worst soccer player in the world and the greatest soccer player in the world is so massive, is way more vast than like the worst football player in the world and like the best football player in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
And I feel like that goes for, I feel like some sports come super close and I wouldn't be like mad or even like argue like some of the sports. Like I feel like tennis is up there.
Mm.
I feel like golf is up there. Like really? I feel like the difference between the guy that you see playing basketball at your YMCA and, you know,
what about rugby?
LeBron James is still huge, but not as huge as like, you know, some kid juggling a soccer ball in a park and Messi or Ronaldo. Like, I feel like the gap is way huge, way larger for soccer.
Mm.
And I could just be, I mean, realistically, I am biased, but I feel like I just know how much goes into being great at soccer. And I know just to the levels. And I mean, just like, just there are more people that play soccer. Like, to be the greatest soccer player ever, you have to be so much, you have to be better than so many other people.
You have a lot more competition.
Yeah. To the fact where there are like so many greatest soccer players playing at the same time, some on the same team, some not even in the same league.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Some that will never even, actually, no, they'll probably play each other at some point.
Well, I mean, like with Champions League and stuff like that, if you're.
Thank God for World Cups.
Thank God for all that shit. But yeah, that's our sports segment for two guys who don't actually follow sports that heavily.
Yeah, that was fun though.
That was fun. All right, Brad and I are giving you guys a short episode today because we have stuff to do, but we wanted to get an episode out and not leave you guys 2 weeks in. Well, I put it on the doc. I don't know if you just want to shout out, if you want to plug it, if you're thinking about doing it. But
sure, yeah. So I'm like thinking of starting to stream.
Hell yeah.
If anybody wants to tune in.
You're going to just go on Twitch?
Probably. Yeah, Twitch. twitch.tv/captain_Darby.
Oh, shit. You got to put that in the thing and I'll link it in the podcast then.
No, that's CAPTAIN, Captain, written out, _DARBY, Darby.
Captain Darby. Gotcha.
So feel free to tune in. Yeah, we're doing our weekdays from 4 to 6.
Oh, shit. What are you going to be streaming? Like, are you going to just...
Yeah. Well, we're going to ask.
No, I was going to say, because Brad and I talked on the phone for, like, very briefly about this, yesterday? 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So you gave me, like, a brief little synopsis of what he wanted to do. So is it mostly video games? I kind of forget what you mentioned you were going to be streaming.
I'm still figuring out a set schedule. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be mostly video games.
Okay.
I'm going to maybe play, like, on one day Magic the Gathering. This is a game I like to play a lot. Online, of course.
Dude, we got to play Catan.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fun, like, just, like, party games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna do like music streaming. I'm learning to make music, so
good.
I wanted to stream that journey, and yeah, I have a couple of things. I want to get a like webcam.
Yeah, streaming is a lot of fun, man. It's funny. Like I haven't actually streamed that. I haven't actually streamed in a good bit. I really should get back into it.
Mm.
But it's so much fun. Just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, like playing video games, like, I mean, like I got back into playing video games more than I did. Like when I was in college, I kind of stopped other than playing like Smash with you guys. But like, I know like you're playing like you're on your computer playing games a lot more. I don't know. It just adds like another element to it. I, 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 I would recommend it to anyone if they have the ability to do so. Like, even if you don't plan on taking it like super seriously or anything, like I don't know. I think it's
a fun thing to learn as well.
Yeah. Whole new world out there. Brad's going to be the next ninja.
Oh, who knows?
Who knows? Hey, you never know. Ninja didn't know he's going to be ninja.
That's true.
I can imagine.
We'll see if I become the next ninja.
Yeah. Well, listen, just keep your hair the color it is.
Oh, no.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I
definitely not going down that road.
Like, I don't know, man. There are way too many celebrities now. I don't know how to better articulate that point. I just think there are way too many celebrities.
Yeah, dude, the internet has brought upon a new age. Too many influencers.
Way too many influencers.
That's the thing. Influencers have become nearly synonymous with celebrities, though they really shouldn't have.
Yes. Oh, that's a good... I'm putting that on our topics. Not for today. But that's a good ass topic to talk about. I've never even heard someone say it like that. That is so perfectly how it is. Influencers are not celebrities, but we treat them like they're celebrities and they shouldn't be. Wow, that is amazing. We need we're coming back to that next week. I need to find my song because I put it in here and I forgot what I was gonna. Oh, right. No, that is a good topic, but we'll save that.
Tune in next week. Thank you for watching.
I can't. I'm going to go ape shit on that segment.
Yo, that song is so good. Random. Completely random.
Hmm?
The song Ape Shit by...
Oh, by Jay-Z and B.
Yeah, Jay-Z and B. Yep. I heard it for the first time yesterday. It's so good.
It's so weird because that's... Okay, so that song was made... you can hear the Migos ad-libs in it. That song was made for Migos, and I guess just Jay-Z just yoinked it somehow. And then made it and made Beyonce get on it. But they kept the Migos ad-libs, which is the weirdest thing in the world. And it's not even like they hit it. Like, they're very obvious, like... That song's dope, though. That song is dope. Bro, they rented out the Louvre. Or the Louvre? I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm not cultured enough to know how to pronounce that correctly. But they rented out the whole thing just to film the music video. You know how gangster that is?
Oh, yeah. They have, like, even, like, a online tour of it where you could follow where the music video went.
Oh, really?
It's really cool, yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to check that out. All right, anyway. We hit, like, 3 topics in 2 minutes. All right. Do you have anything else to leave the listeners with on this quickie episode?
I just want everybody to know that I hope that you're having a wonderful life out there.
Oh, yeah. have a good week until we can remind you to have a great week next week. That's what I always tell people. Have a good life until I see you next and can remind you. All right. Well, I've been Nick Hope.
I have been Rob Lutron.
All right, and this has been the Very Sweet Taste Podcast, and we will talk to you guys again next week. Brad, this song slaps. Have I played this song for you before?
No.
Okay, this song's amazing.
It does not sound familiar.
Yuna? Well, actually, I don't know. Yuna makes my kind of...
Is this the DJ?
Huh? No.
Is that the DJ Yuna? Oh, I don't know that.
No, she's a vocalist. I'm just going to let it play it. G-Eazy's on here. Just kind of ignore him. His verse is all right, but it's G-Eazy. So, listen, this song, me playing this song is not me co-signing G-Eazy's music. I just think Yuna is perfect for the rest of this. All right, I'll just let it play.
The end. You got caught just to my side. Who am I without you? I said I'm the same ass dude. You wanna call me brand new like it's all my fault, but that's what you won't do. Nah, now don't try to start me. Think I'm your John to your Paul McCartney. Call me a wall, nothing on the marquee, but we both co-headline the party. Yeah, you were right beside me. Next day try to criticize me. You used to love me, now you despise me. But at this point, nothing could surprise me, I know.
Who are you without me? You're just a blank marquee. Trying to cut my sleeves.